Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed well over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you so much for listening in today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And if you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would love to hear from you at 347-850-1100. Again, the number to call in at any point during our show is 347-850-1100. And I am pleased to welcome to today's show Amanda Griffin. Amanda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Thank you for being on the show today.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'd like to start today by talking briefly about your personal connection to adoption. In 2008, you were already parenting two children, and then you became pregnant. So let's just kind of start here, if you don't mind. What were your thoughts at that time, thinking back?
Well, of course, I mean, at first it was difficult. It was a shock because we weren't really expecting it. So, and then later on, I kind of realized, you know, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a way of taking care of her. And so I basically was like, I have to think of what's best in her interest. And that's when I started to look up, you know, considering adoption and looking into adoption. And
okay. So pretty quickly you knew that you weren't ready to parent again, is that right?
Right.
Okay. And thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself, but I'm also curious kind of what was going on in your life at the time, the other factors, I guess, that you were weighing into your decision.
Well, it was just tough, like I said, because I didn't have a job at the time, and I didn't want to bring her into a home, you know, where she, I wanted her to have like two parents that could take care of her. I didn't want her to have to be alone. And as well as it was more along the lines of like, you know, the birth father and I just couldn't take care of her. He had the option to do so, as well as, you know, I gave him the option and he was unable to. I mean, he had a child to take care of already, and it was just too tough for both of us. And we, you know, we split up and everything was great at first. You know, we were together and then, you know, things happen and we went our separate ways. And, you know, having the other kids, it was just too tough for me alone to take care of the child and then also take care of my previous two as well.
Okay. And adoption was initially something that was, that you were interested in. What did you think that adoption offered to you or to your child that you otherwise wouldn't have?
Oh, everything that I couldn't give her. She obviously, you know, needed, there's many things that I wanted her to have, and, you know, the happiness and everything that I know that I couldn't provide her because it was already tough as it was, you know, giving my other kids what they needed. And I knew that if I chose a family that was willing, you know, and to take care of it, I've been waiting, they didn't have the opportunity to experience what I already had experienced. And I wanted her to, them both, you know, I wanted to make a family happy as well as make my child happy. And that was all in her best interest.
Wonderful. Absolutely. So you took a pregnancy that wasn't planned, and then you made a plan from that for adoption, and you selected a family and chose her parents and the type of life you wanted her to have. So that's really, I appreciate you sharing those details. Tell us now, fast forward a bit, what is your relationship with your daughter and the adoptive parents like today?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's completely open. I can email them and talk freely with them. I mean, it's like their family that I've known my entire life. They're like a brother and sister that I wouldn't say a brother and sister, but, you know, loved ones that were unable to, you know, have a child, and I was able to give that to them. And, I mean, she knows all about me, and we love each other like we're family. It's amazing. And I receive emails and messages and photos and everything. It's very open, and if I want to get together, all I got to do is just send an email and say, hey, I've been thinking about you guys. I'd love to get together. And they're completely open to it. It's great. It's completely an open friendship, and it's very close, and I love it.
Super, super. So I'm glad that you brought up the topic of open adoption. Because it is certainly something that many women have lots of questions about. In fact, women who are just in the early days of thinking about adoption or gathering information have many questions and concerns. And I'd like your candid thoughts and feelings about some of the most common ones. And let's get started with the actual topic of openness. What is openness, and what does it mean to you?
I believe it's where you can trust one another and you can speak freely without having to go through multiple people, and you can consider each other family and be able to, like, I can just easily just call her up and talk to her. And it's very open, but it's to the comfort level of each, you know, to them and to myself as well, and what's good for my daughter, you know, it's all about just being able to the comfortable level. It's
And you've got that relationship, and you talk about calling them, but to be clear, openness is not co-parenting. It doesn't mean that you are making those parenting decisions. Can you talk about what that piece is like?
Well, I obviously, when we spend time together, I completely let them do all the parenting, because obviously I chose them to be the parent of my child, and I want them to experience that. So it's more along the lines of I'm a family member, but they are completely parenting, and I'm okay with that, and I knew that was going to happen, and I allow it to happen. And so they are 100%, you know, parenting and being the mother and the father in the relationship. And, you know, they know me as, you know, she knows me as the birth mom. So, there's no co-parenting, because I may be the birth mom, but they are the parents.
Very well said. And I want to point out here too, that part of openness, means that birth mothers select adoptive families. That's not a decision made by the caseworker or the agency. So in your case, you did select the adoptive parents. And talk about the birth father's role in that a little bit.
Oh, he was in it. You know, he was able to pick out the family. I gave him options of who he would like. I gave him a whole bunch of profiles, and he was able to choose which ones he liked, and we came to an agreement as to whom we liked. And later on, we were able to meet up with them, and he was able to meet them and see if he liked with them and how comfortable he was, which, of course, he ended up being comfortable. And he played a very good role in being able to choose what parents he wanted to raise his child.
Mm-hmm. We love that. We love the fact that he played an active role and he participated in that process. And then after your daughter was born, did she go directly home with the adoptive couple?
Yes, obviously you got to do the whole normal, you know, to stay to make sure everything is good. But yes, they were able to put her right in that car seat and take her straight home with, you know, no, it was great. I mean, they were able to have that experience, you know, as if they had her, you know, themselves and take her straight home. So, yeah.
Very nice. Some women that we hear from worry that after the baby is placed with the adoptive parents, that the birth mother will never hear from them again, or that she will wonder and worry about the child being taken care of, if the child's being properly cared for by the parents. Could you talk a little bit about your thoughts on this subject?
Well, to be honest, it's always a worry. It's always going to be that worry. But when you know like I always tell other people, it's all about looking into the company that you're getting into and making sure that your well-being is just as important as that baby's well-being. And you're able to pick that family, so it's always going to be comfortable to who you like and how you would like to raise the child. And the closest that you can find would be to your interest, whether it's religion or anything of the sort. And so I feel completely confident, obviously, because, I mean, she's 8, and we've always had the same openness and communication, and it hasn't changed. Everything is perfect. It's possible to have this, and I couldn't be more thankful with the way everything has gone. It's, if not what I had hoped, it's more. And I know it's completely, I mean, everybody always worries that that's going to happen, but it's all about communication. I'll always speak the truth, always say what you want to say, always be forward with your feelings, because a lot of times people don't want to say anything because they're in fear of hurting the other person or saying the wrong thing. So it's always be honest in the situation, because mm-hmm. I feel that interferes a lot with the outcome.
Absolutely. Were there any things that took place at the time that you were making your adoption plan that contributed to your confidence level? I know you had told me that you, at the time that after you delivered and you made this decision, that you were really confident that this was the best thing and that these were the right people. Why? Why were you so confident?
They made me feel like me. I feel like I've known them, and I could see the happiness that I had brought to them alone, you know, let alone the baby, just seeing what they've been waiting for years, that they were never to experience. Of course, I was blessed to experience. So now it was their turn, and seeing how they were and this miracle happening for them, it made me really, it was a big reassurance for me to see that I was able to do this for them. I was able to not only give them the dream that they wanted, but to provide a great life for my child that, you know, I wasn't able to do. And it made me confident that I knew that they could do that. And seeing how much they loved her, even when they didn't get to experience the 9 months, you know, and I could already see that they loved her before she was even born. And when she was born, I could just see it. And right there, I knew for a fact that I made the right decision.
That's really touching. And your decision to place your daughter for adoption obviously was one that was very selfless and that was made with a great deal of love. And we respect and honor you for this wonderful decision that you made. But we do hear from women considering adoption about the guilt that they feel in making an adoption plan or even considering adoption. And sometimes, unfortunately, women do are confronted with other people in their lives that have made negative comments to them about considering adoption and or making an adoption plan. Can we talk about that a little bit? Can we talk about if this occurred with you, how you handled it, and kind of what your thoughts are about that?
I'm trying to think the best way to answer that. I've had people, not really family. Of course, family always can get hurt because they're always thinking, I don't want my child or my grandchild or my aunt, or not my aunt, but my niece or anybody to go to another family. I will never be able to see them. So you have that. And of course, I have to reassure them, you know, okay, this is information I know. This is why I'm making this decision. And I'm considering everything, and but I mean I've had, you know, your select few people in my life that that you always have that are negative about it, because they always say something such as, you know, I could never give up a child, I would have done anything I possibly could whatsoever to find a way to make things work, but you gotta think that it's for the best interest of the child, not for you. And I mean it's not easy just to say, here's my child, and choose a family for it. It's not easy, and I don't think people fully understand that, especially people that haven't experienced it. And mm-hmm. so a lot of the people that tend to, I wouldn't call them haters, but they tend to disagree with everything, I feel that they don't really know their information, and I feel like they should look into it. And if they still feel that way, then it's not for them. Then that's just, you know, maybe it's some people just don't want to understand it. And so you always
right.
get those people that are going to be negative. It's, you can't have everybody agree with you.
Right. That's a good point. And you did have people in your life that were able to surround you and be positive, correct?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and that is important, and seeking out those people. And for women who don't necessarily have people in their life that can fill that place of positivity and support, we can talk about the agency role a little bit, because I did want to ask you what role you felt the agency and your particular caseworker played in this process for you.
Okay. Well, she was absolutely amazing. She was there 100% for me. She always made sure I was okay, that I had clothes, that I had, that I was making the right decision, that I could change my mind at any moment that I wanted. And she always, literally every time that we got together, she always like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? And it wasn't just about the baby. It was about my well-being. It was about my feelings, my emotions. And they were always wondering. I mean, it's just not my caseworker either. It's everybody else that just, it was there. Everybody was always so welcoming and very warm and willing to help and very supportive. And so, I mean, I literally every time we got together, she was there. She always asked about appointments. She always made sure that I was okay with everything, you know, emotionally and mentally. And obviously, you know, and also with, like I mentioned, clothes and stuff even, and making sure that I was taken care of, even food if I needed it. You know, she was willing to help me out with that, because at that time, times were tough and money was tough. And she's always making sure that my head was on straight and that I was making the right decision, and that she knew that, you know, some people do change their minds, and she wanted to make sure that I had my head on straight, you know, every time we talked, and to make sure that I wasn't just doing things, you know, unrationally. And
mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that she was always there to make sure that I was doing the right thing and that I was comfortable with what I was doing, not just because they wanted it or, you know, they wanted to just, you know, make a family happy and get the baby and whatever. But it was also my well-being and my status, you know, and that would meant
sure.
a lot to me.
That's nice to hear. And so you knew every step of the way that you weren't obligated to make this choice, that it was a voluntary choice that you were making. And it sounds like your caseworker just was important to keep checking in with you on that to make sure that this
oh, yeah.
is still your decision. So how did you choose Adoption Associates in terms of selecting an agency to help you with your adoption plan?
Well, I Googled. I mean, I wasn't sure where to go about things, and so I Googled adoption, and at first I found another site. I don't remember what it was, to be honest, but I remember calling them and talking to the lady, and she didn't seem to even care. Like, it just, you could clearly tell that she was just trying to figure out everything she needed to know about the baby, but nothing about me. And right then and there, I was just like, I thank you for your time, you know, and I ended the conversation. And then that's when the Adoption Associates was, I believe, on the next, like the next one that I had become interested in. And so I called, and immediately I got to talk to people, and they told me exactly how they are and how they, you know, they seem so concerned about me. And I mean, of course they're concerned about the baby as well, you know, knowing how far along I was and stuff, but they also wanted to know like about me, how I was, if I needed any kind of help, or if I was speaking with anybody, if I needed any kind of therapy, or if I was speaking with a therapist or anything of that. And, right then and there, I just felt so comfortable. Like it was like a flag for me, and it was just like, this is it. This is, you know, the company that I want to get to know. And I learned more information and met with them and haven't looked back. You know, it's amazing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody makes the other company, whatever it was, not even look like they exist, you know? So it's like, it just, they make you feel so comfortable.
It is so nice to hear that from you. And the truth is, it's easy to say that we care, because we do. Adoption Associates certainly cares about women in pregnancies and wanting to get educational information out into the public about adoption. But the truth of the matter is we do genuinely care about each of our clients' physical health, emotional well-being, and we want an adoption plan to be a positive event because we do know that it's emotional and it's a hard choice for a woman to make, as you've described to us today. So thank you for saying such kind things about us, and you've shared great information today about your decision and a few of the myths and things that we hear from women. So I appreciate you discussing your own story as well. There are many, many more questions and myths that women have as they're in the early stages of considering adoption for their baby. But unfortunately, as we're nearing the end of today's show, we are a little short on time. I was hoping, though, that we take another minute here for you to find or give some words of wisdom to others. Now that you've been through this, you have a very good understanding of adoption because you've lived through an adoption plan. But what would you say to someone who's just thinking about adoption for the first time and is feeling very nervous about all of this?
I would obviously say, it's not a wrong decision. However, always look at it as something that you feel that you're comfortable with, but in the best decision for yourself and for the baby as well. Obviously the baby. Always think about that in your head. The reason why you're thinking of choosing adoption, weigh out all that and just think about that and that main reason and let that keep you strong. And, I mean, mine was because, you know, I couldn't afford to take care of her. I couldn't expect, you know, everybody else to help take care of her, because that's probably what would have happened, is everybody helped take care of her. I couldn't take care of her myself, and I wanted, you know, to have that independence of taking care of her and not relying on other people, because not everybody can always help you. However, some people may have that, and that's great, you know, whatever you can do. But if it's because, you know, you literally just don't have an income, or you don't have a home, you know, for the child to live in or anything, always think of the reason that you mainly are considering adoption, whether it's against abortion, anything of that sort. Always keep that in your head and try to keep that strongness, you know, just because we are strong women. We really are. And you're not being selfish, and you're doing the right thing for the baby. And in the end, it will all work out, as long as, you know, it's great to know that, you know, there are people out there that can help take care of your child. And of course it's not easy. It isn't. It never is. And it gets better with time. It just takes time. Everybody handles things differently. But there's a great, especially through Adoption Associates, they are such a great support group. They can help you. And if you have any problems, any kind of emotional issues, they are there. They are just a phone call, email, however you communicate with them. And, you know, family and friends are a good source of support as well. So I would just say, just keep your head strong and always consider, you know, what your main intentions were, and try to keep that as your mindset, even when you're going through those rough times where it's emotional and you're crying and you just can't think. And of course you're thinking in your head, no, I want the baby's mine. I want to just hold him or her and love them. And I understand that completely, that you just want to just be able to hold them whenever you want. But in the end, the outcome and then the reassurance and everything of seeing them thrive with the family is the best experience ever. Like, you're making not only your child happy, but you're making a family happy, and it's the best feeling ever that you could ever have. And it's worth it. It's really worth it. And again, I mean, we're strong, and you'd be surprised at what our bodies and our minds are capable of. So just don't give up.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I could not have said that any better myself. And in listening to you, what keeps coming to mind is that even in the difficult days of your planning of adoption, you continue to filter everything through what was in the best interest of your child. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious that you placed your needs secondary to that. And that is the true definition of selflessness. So again, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show today and sharing your thoughts and your experience with adoption. I'm sure that this will be helpful to some of our listeners. And I know as well, I should say here, that you have opened yourself up, not just for today's show, but to speak with other women privately if they are interested interested in talking with you. So if you're listening into today's show and you would be interested in a private conversation with Amanda, she would more than happily do that with for you, and we would have you call our agency office to be connected with her. If you would like to reach Adoption Associates or connect with us, there are several ways to do so. You can call 1-800-677-2367. Again, that number is 800-677-2367, or you can reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. In addition to this Adoption Focus show, you can connect with us on Facebook at Adoption Associates. A big thank you, Amanda, very, very much for today.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. Remember, everyone, we are live every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. We hope that you'll tune in next week when we speak with a mom by adoption who will share her experience, not only as a parent, but as an adoption caseworker. So we do hope that you'll join us again next week. And for now, this is Jennifer with Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye, Amanda. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.